keeping dry in heavy rain, which is what's in our forecast over the next few days, is one of the more difficult hurdles for homeless people to face. That and other challenges are part of their daily realities, and they're well known to Scott Morshige. He'll soon be moving from the nonprofit world of advocacy for homeless people and will take over as the state's coordinator for homelessness. For the next few weeks, he will wind down his position as executive director of the community group Focused. He joins us now. First of all, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, Beth Ann. Good morning.
Now, when we talked a few weeks ago, you hadn't an idea at all that this was a possibility for you?
No, it all happened very quickly, but I'm very excited and I'm looking forward to, you know, the new position, being able to work together with the governor, the leadership team, and other stakeholders in the community to really take on this very complex issue of homelessness and try to find real solutions.
You've been taking this on for a while. You've been somewhat critical. You've always maintained that service providers need to be a big part of the conversation because they have the greatest complement of knowledge and there are best practices that we can emulate. All of that said, you didn't put yourself forward for this position. This was a position that came to you because of everything you've said?
Yes, like I said, this is something that happened very quickly, but I think it really builds off of a lot of the work that I've done at Focus. And I think at Focus, we've really taken a very collaborative approach to advocacy, realizing that, you know, no one person can do it alone. And I think similarly, in this new position, I think it's very important that we take that same approach, that no one person or no one organization can really take on this issue just by themselves. I think you really need to have a team approach where the whole community comes together to tackle this. And I think at Focus, we've been very effective in being able to do so and really advance a lot of issues, not just homelessness, but issues of economic justice, reforms in the area of early childhood, and so on.
Are those also going to begin to infuse your work with homelessness? I mean, now that that's a specific and dedicated position for you.
I would hope so. And I think I really plan to draw upon not only my past experience at Focus, but my past experience at, you know, the other jobs I've had in the past at nonprofits throughout Hawaii. I mean, I've worked for over a decade in Hawaii's nonprofit sector at places like Helping Hands Hawaii, Salvation Army, the Legal Aid Society, and others.
So now that you're soon to be leaving Focused, and you've done such good work there, how are they being left so that they can carry that on?
Well, we have a very strong team and a very strong board of directors at Focus. So one of my colleagues will actually be taking over as the interim executive director. And we have a lot of exciting things on the plate at Focus. I think in the next month or so, we'll be having our second annual advocacy conference that we're co-sponsoring together with the Hawaii Appleseed Center and Catholic Charities. And again, it's a way to take that collaborative approach to advocacy to really bring together advocates from all different sectors of human services to try and find linkages between the different people working on these issues.
And finally, in the link between what you have been doing and where you're soon to be doing work, what do you see as that part of collaboration that has worked very well with Focus that you hope will be working well with the new team of leadership?
I think just keeping an open dialogue with all the different stakeholders involved, really hearing all of the different voices involved in the issue. I think in my current position, you know, again, as executive director of Focus, I think it was very helpful to listen to all the different voices involved and really try to find areas of commonality. And I think that really helped to move things forward.
Do you see a nexus that we haven't seen as we've been looking at all the advocacy that's been done for homelessness?
I think that there's a lot of opportunity there. And again, I think if I just continue to take the same collaborative approach, there's ways that we can move forward, I think, make real progress.
Do you have something that's first on your list?
Well, it's still quite a ways away. I mean, I don't start until the 24th. And I think right now my immediate focus really is just getting things settled at Focus and really trying to make sure that the organization I've worked at for the past 2 years continues to be strong.
Well, thank you very much for making time for us to come in, and continued success to you. And we'll be talking to you more in future, no doubt.
Yeah, thanks again.
Thank you for being here. Scott Morshige will become Hawaii's coordinator on homelessness on August 24th. This is The Conversation on statewide, member-supported HPR2. It's now 8:15. Coming up, plein air artists racing the weather. But first, here's your backyard quiz.
Ulanai, o mau, o ka ho'olawe.